Okay, quick show of hands. Who here knows what RCIA means? A dozen, or maybe a bit more than a dozen. RCIA means the Rites of Christian Initiation for Adults. That's what the acronym stands for. So that should clear everything up. Everybody knows what all that is now, right? It refers to the rituals and the practices that we use, well, particularly at Easter, but that we use to welcome someone who is formally entering the Catholic Church. Now, I'm not talking about when someone walks in here for the first time. This means someone who's probably been here many times. Probably someone who has gotten curious about the faith. Hopefully they've done Alpha. Hopefully they found someone who they trust, who they can ask questions to about the faith, about Jesus, about the Father, about prayer. What is it? How do you do it? And now they want to know more. Now they want to go deeper, and they want to be baptized, or maybe they were baptized in another tradition, and now they want to become Catholic. And I've talked about this paradigm that we want here at St. Ignatius of belong, believe, become. Well, hopefully someone seeking to become Catholic has first felt that they belong here and has come to believe what we believe, namely that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died for our sins and rose again. And if that's you, then come on down. The RCIA is ready for you, except we don't call it that. No one knows what the RCIA, what that acronym means. And in fact, the rites of Christian initiation are simply that. They're rites, they're rituals that we do. Becoming a Christian is a process, not a ritual. In fact, I would argue that it's a lifelong process. So unlike most other parishes that offer RCIA, we don't. We offer something that we call the Camino. Now, the Camino, the first thing that might come to mind for a Camino for you might be this, an old car from the 70s. But, or maybe it's this pilgrimage route that leads to Santiago, the Camino de Santiago, it's called. It's a pilgrimage route that thousands walk every year that takes you from France all the way across Spain to a small town called Compostela de Santiago. But Camino, for us, is what we call the group of men and women who are on a pilgrimage together, on a journeying together, if you will, who, if they decide to, will receive those rites of initiation here this Easter. And we chose that name Camino because, as well as a pilgrim route, the word simply means the way, which is actually how early followers of Jesus referred to themselves. So for us, and Deacon Marco is leading our Camino group this year, there are seven people journeying toward that destination of the rites of Christian initiation. But that's actually wrong. It's not a destination. Baptism, confirmation, the welcoming into the church, that isn't a destination, actually. Those are entry points into the sacramental life of the church. But they're also entry points to an even greater Camino, a greater adventure, pilgrimage, if you will, this ongoing journey that we are on to follow Jesus, to follow the one who said that he is the way, the truth, and the life. That's the lifelong Camino that I am on, that I trust most of you are on. It's a journey that brings, in my life at least, brings much more joy and peace, that brings about more loving relationships, more honesty, more compassion, that brings about less selfishness and isolation. A journey where the real ultimate destination is to be with Christ in heaven. To be with the one who is the way, the truth, and the life eternally in heaven. For those seven people who are on our Camino, in our Camino group this year, a big part of that process is Alpha. Alpha is the beginning, that's what it means, but it's the beginning of that journey. It's an introduction to Christianity, to who Christ is. And it's also the place where that belonging is forged, where people come to realize that maybe there is a place for them in this church, in St. Ignatius for one, but in this larger church as well. It's a place where open, honest discussions about life, but also about a life lived with the Christian faith. In a moment, I just want to show you a video. We're in the midst of our preaching series on Alpha, and usually we have a witness come up, but this time I want to show you a video that Alpha produced about us here at St. Ignatius. A couple of months ago, they were here for a few days. They were here at the Mass. They came to our Alpha. They interviewed me, and so they produced this video about how Alpha has impacted our parish. And right now, I just want to show you the result, that video. When you get into a parish and you start to get into the nitty-gritty of ministry and doing work, you get bogged down with the daily routine. You lose touch of the bigger picture at times. The church was not really growing. It was simply a place where people came for a certain number of years in order to get their kids the sacraments of initiation, and afterwards they were gone. And if they got some sense of community or some good feeling while that happened, to give them a good experience of being consumers of the sacraments. That was what we were shooting for. In 2016, I went to St. Benedict's Parish in Halifax and worked with Father James and his team there. It gave me a spark of hope because I saw a parish that was really vibrant, that was really alive, that was really trying things that were innovative and new, and how they were leading that parish in a different way. The big thing that happened for me was at the Easter Vigil, when I saw them have six or seven people who were being baptized that day. It struck me that in my parish back home, I hadn't done that. I hadn't baptized anybody, and as an adult. I called back to the secretary at the parish, and I asked her to look up when was the last time that we did an adult baptism at my parish. The last time that we did that was in 1978, and my heart broke. I knew we needed to repent of that. From that moment on, things changed. It was not about a program or just trying something new to see if it worked. It was the absolute conviction that I could not do the same things I had been doing. I had a dream of transforming my parish and hoping to make it somewhere where people couldn't help but invite other people into that same experience. I want the culture of Alpha in my basement, that when we run it in the basement, I want that all over my church. I want that reliance on the Holy Spirit to be everywhere. I want like radical hospitality everywhere. I want people to have real, authentic relationships that are mutually life-giving for people. One of the great things that I love about my parish is being able to meet new people as they come into church on Sunday. And this one couple who I met, I said, oh, how did you hear about Alpha? Who invited you? Their teenage son invited them. How did your teenage son hear about Alpha? He did it at his school. And I was like, really? Yeah, they run it during lunch with Brian Trainer. Brian had done Alpha and then volunteered afterwards as a teacher over at the school, and he runs this Alpha during lunchtime. And it's changing the kids' lives. You hear these experiences. These kids come to our church after their weekend away, and talking to these kids, they're saying this is the best weekend of their life. What I love about Alpha is that it brings people into these much deeper relationships. It makes people comfortable talking about their faith. It makes people comfortable sharing with others, with their neighbors, with their colleagues at work about their faith. And it gives people something to invite people to. I'm amazed what God is able to do
God has been so good. I have not gone through an Easter without baptizing. I'm so in awe of what we've been able to do and how many people we've been able to impact, and impact in ways that I don't even know. I can see that people come together, that people don't want to leave after Mass on Sundays, that they want to hang out, that their kids are having tons of fun at our church. I can see that part of it, but I don't see everything that God is doing in their lives. But when I do hear those stories, it's so humbling. It's so amazing. And all I want to be is that little boy bringing those loaves and fish to Jesus.
So I want you to know how incredibly blessed I am. I was convicted, and I use that word deliberately, convicted by the Holy Spirit that I wasn't living my identity as pastor of St. Ignatius and that we weren't living out our mission as a church. And the moment I recognized that, the moment I owned that, things began to change. In that video, we talk about that Easter in 2016, when I realized that we hadn't been baptizing people at our parish, that we hadn't been bringing people into the church. I prayed and I asked God not to let our parish ever go through another Easter where we don't baptize and welcome adults into our church. And since that time, 4 years ago, God has been so good that we have not gone through an Easter without welcoming new people into this church. And I know it's a blessing from God because that first year, I didn't know what I was doing. We had just started running Alpha. We had just sort of gotten things off the ground. And someone sort of came to us seeking baptism. And I took that as this incredible confirmation from God about this dream I had for this parish, about that prayer being fulfilled. And ever since that first Easter back, we've always had adults being receiving confirmation, one of the other rites of initiation, being welcomed into the church. And this year, it looks like we're going to have 7 people in all who will be welcomed into the full sacramental life of the Catholic Church. And Alpha, as was mentioned in that video, has been an integral part of how we at St. Ignatius have begun to reclaim our identity as a church. A church that seeks after the lost, that welcomes the stranger, and actually proclaims a Christ who is alive, who heals and transforms even today. In that first reading today from Isaiah, we hear God say that He has formed us in the womb. He has formed us from the beginning to be His servant, it says, to bring back Jacob, that's the synonym for the people, that's how it's used, and in this case, the people who are lost, who have wandered away. And so God has formed us in the womb to be His people so that we can bring back the lost. But that isn't enough. For God, that isn't a big enough dream. It is too little a thing that you should be my servant and raise up the tribes of Jacob. It's too little a thing that you should simply bring back the lost. I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. He wants His people to be a light so that salvation goes to the ends of the earth. Jesus echoes these very words when He tells His disciples to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. If we apply this to our situation today, the Lord wants His people, His church, to bring back the lost and to bring salvation to those who have never known God. And He formed us. He formed His church in the womb. The church's very purpose is to bring back the lost and bring the good news of salvation to everyone. This is our purpose. This is our identity. We don't have any other. There is no other reason for the church to exist than to go after the lost and be a light to the world. And the moment we lose sight of that, we become the lost. We cease to be God's church. Alpha is the tool that we use to live out that purpose. And so if you haven't done Alpha, even if you're a long-standing member of our parish, please, please do. Please reclaim your identity as part of this outward-focused church that is meant to be a bright, shining light to the people. It's who we are. And if you have done Alpha, please invite others into that transformative, life-changing encounter with God. Please live out your identity as church.